Blog Talk Radio.
I gave you my love, tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me, hey. I'm gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things I do, you
Back to back, Janet, we're spending time with you. That's my jam, okay? Listen here, that song, sexy, okay? I love it. It is the CC Show. I am Carlotta. I am up late doing y'all show, trying to record y'all something because, baby, okay, it's going to be a this. I got a busy week coming these next couple weeks. The state fair, I got the state fair coming up. Child, Maxwell's going to be Maxwell. I'll be on tour. These next 3-4 weeks. I got 3 shows coming. And I just figured out my outfit for St. Louis, I think. Child, I think I'm going to do a more casual thing. It's cute, though. It's simple and sexy. My Vegas outfit. I got 2 ideas for Vegas. Oh, it's sexy. Both my ideas for Vegas. I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to think on them. It's very sexy. Very. I'm just like, oh, and so, like, my hair, right? So I've been going back and forth about how I'm going to, remember I had this idea for a showgirl thing? We're going to do something different. I'm going to do something with my color, I think. I'm so excited about this color. I'm scared, but I'm excited. So, yeah. It's going to be a little fiery next for October. This October. October is going to be hot. I'm going to be hot. It's Libra season, okay? I'm kind of a Libra. Shit, unfortunately. I'm a Scorpio, but I'm a Scorpio with a bunch of Libra places. Really, yes. I'm a stellium in Libra. I've got Venus in Libra, Mars in Libra, Pluto in Libra. I mean, I got so many placements in Libra. It's ridiculous. I be talking about Libras, but damn it, I got a lot of placements in Libra. I be all over the fucking place. The Libra is the chitty chatter you need, a party of me. That's not Scorpio. My Scorpio part, but Scorpio be like, shut up. Don't tell that. The Libra part of me be like, yeah, we're going to talk about that. You need to be more relatable. You have to balance the scale. But the scrappy old man is like, bitch, you don't got to balance no scale. You ain't got to tell nobody shit. And the Leo part of me is like, just as long as we look good, I don't care what you do. And the Virgo part of me is like, just be orderly and intact. Make sure everything's But yes, I have lots of Libra placements. When I tell people, I always tell people, people are like, what do you mean, Carlotta, when you say this? You are made up of very different signs. You're not just your sun sign. I always tell people that. I got to have more astrology people on here again and start talking to y'all about how y'all are not just y'all sun sign, because a lot of y'all, and y'all be having y'all sun signs wrong. Like, some of y'all be, like, I see a lot of people saying, like, certain things about Virgos that it's like, I'm like, that's not really a concept for Virgos. Or certain things about Scorpios, that's really not a concept of Virgos. That's not really an archetype of Virgos. The thing is, you're more than one thing. You have a sun sign, a moon sign, and you have a rising. And some people say your Venus is very important, okay? Like for me, my sun is in Scorpio, my moon is in Virgo. My rising, my ascendant is in Libra. I mean, not Libra, my ascendant is in Leo. And my Venus is in Libra, okay? So, yeah, I'm all the elements, baby. You get all the elements here, fire, earth, water, I got them all. Air. Yes, okay? That chart is full. All right, so yeah, check. Always read your charts, because your charts tell you so much. You can get your charts done because they tell you so much about your astrological astrology journey, okay? So that's just my talk for y'all out there, all right? But yes, okay, so I was talking about to y'all about the serenade tour. I can't wait till my turn, child. I'm ready. I'm ready to be serenaded, okay? Child, I'm ready. Yeah. Woo. Heavy load. Y'all got to get y'all tickets. Y'all can't miss this. Baby. Y'all can't miss it. Y'all can't miss it. I'm like, listen here. Look at him. I might be staying up the whole time. I'm trying to give me some nice confit shoes this time, dude, you know. What did I say? This outfit does cute. I'm trying to think because boobs are gonna be. My friend does send me this. Okay, with your outfit, this is what you're gonna wear. I said yeah. So I sent her a picture of this outfit that I'm considering wearing. And she's like, your boobs. I said, boobs are always going to be always lifted and showing. They're feeling well now. They're ready to be out and about and saying hi to everyone. The queen is just ready to show. I got this cute little, it's not going to be that bad though. It's really going to be, I think it's kind of casual to what I've chosen because I want to be comfortable the first show because I really want to be able to, like, the second one, I want to be sexy, you know. But this one, I want to be sexy anyway, child. But I really want to be sexy, the Vegas one. But this one, I'm going into this one very demure and very mindful. Okay. I'm excited. So Saturday night, I'm thinking about going to see Julian Vaughn because Julian Vaughn's in St. Louis Saturday night. So I'm thinking about doing that. I'm supposed to go with a friend, but I don't know what she's doing. So I don't know. No, I was trying to get myself. Oh, so I think Saturday I might go see Julian. So Julian Vaughn's from Kansas City, great jazz artist. And he's going to be in St. Louis playing. I'm going to be so excited to see him. Okay? And then Sunday, Maxwell. Then I go see him again the next Sunday. Like a Maxwell fan. And then I plan on seeing him and Lenny Kravitz in the same weekend. Oh, my Lord. How am I going to handle these both two fine Geminis in one weekend? I don't know how I'm going to do it. Especially Lenny. I have not ever seen Lenny Kravitz in concert. I am so excited to see Lenny Kravitz. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. Highlight. Okay. All right. So let's get into this news, y'all. Okay. So let's see what's going on here. Okay. Kamala Harris, y'all. They asked Kamala about her race today on, what show was this? This is from The Shade Room. Via The Shade Room. It says, VP Kamala Harris appeared on All the Smoke podcast, responded to the people questioning her racial identity. Harris, I forgot I put this on the, on dang here, dang here. I put this on The Shade Room. I should delete it. But, Harris told Matt Barnes, I don't listen to it. I'm really clear about who I am. And if anybody else is not, they need to go through their own level of therapy. Girl, she not answering the question, okay? But let me let y'all, she did kind of answer it. If you listen to this, what she said today on all the, what she said on the podcast. So,
questioning just a fabric of who you are.
Well, one, I don't listen to it. I'm really clear about who I am, and if anybody else is not, they need to go through their own level of therapy. That's not my issue.
Right.
My mother was very clear. She was raising two black girls to be two proud black women, and it was never a question. You know, it's funny because over the years, journalists, some, not most, will want to talk about it, and I say, okay, if you want to have this conversation, I'm prepared to have it, but sit down and get comfortable for a few hours.
Okay.
If you want to start talking about race in America,
mm-hmm.
you want to talk about what, the 1H rule? You want to talk about what it means in terms of what who you are perceived to be and the impact that can have on the rest of your life, regardless of who you actually are in terms of your God-given capacity and the rights that you have and should have. So, you know, I don't mess with that. I think that's other people trying to figure some stuff out that they need.
They got some issues.
They got to, deal with it.
Kamala, you mess with it. You definitely mess with it. You just answered it in some ways. Let me just talk about Kamala Harris because there's so many things that we don't understand about Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, you just answered that question and why it's so important to people about what you are, because what you're doing is you're almost Rachel Dolezal in it, except for Rachel Dolezal doesn't have any black in her. You do. And I'll tell you why you did. This is my personal theory on Kamala Harris, okay, that we're not understanding his black people. And black people out here are saying, well, what does her race matter? You know, race matters everything to y'all. That's why y'all supporting Kamala like y'all, because y'all think she's black or y'all think she has the ability to become the first black president, okay? First black woman president. Kamala Harris stated something about how race changes your life. She said she's talked to reporters, and she says, let's listen to that one more time when she says that about the reporters.
You've always been secure in your identity, who you are, but what do you feel or what do you think when you hear people kind of question just the fabric of who you are?
Well, one, I don't listen to it.
Okay.
I'm really clear about who I am, and if anybody else is not, they need to go through their own level of therapy. That's not my issue.
There is, you're right.
My mother was very clear. She was raising two black girls to be two proud black women, and it was never a question.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's funny because over the years, journalists, some, not most, will want to talk about it. And I say, okay, if you want to have this conversation, I'm prepared to have it, but sit down and get comfortable for a few hours. If you want to start talking about race in America,
mm-hmm.
you want to talk about the 1H rule? You want to talk about in terms of who you are perceived to be and the impact that can have on the rest of your life, regardless of who you actually are in terms of your God-given capacity.
Okay. And she's talking about the 1H rule that was put on American descendants of slaves. That was not a rule geared towards generally other lineages. You may have gotten some backlash from what happened to black Americans because you look like black Americans, but that was actually a rule for slave owners and slaves. Okay, that rule was not, Kamala, you're not a part of that legacy. That's not your lineage. That was something that America, they also told us we were 315, okay? So that is not so Kamala is essentially telling you, yeah, like she's saying reporters have wanted to have, you got to listen to what she was saying. She's saying reporters were wanting to have this discussion about her race with her. And she said, well, get down and get comfortable for a couple of hours, because she starts to go back to Black Americans' lineage and what Black Americans went through. You're talking about the 1/8 rule and how it can change people's lives. The 1/8, basically she's saying, I know I'm not all the way. I know I got a lot of other stuff in me. That's what it sounds like to me. But if we're going to talk about my history, we got to talk about the 1/8 rule in America. Now, this brings me to my theory about her mother, when she says, my mother raised two Black women to be very proud of themselves. Her mother comes from India. India is a caste system, okay, if you know anything about India. Her mom, let me give y'all the definition of caste system. Okay, so the caste system in India, this is from Wikipedia, says, is a paradigmatic ethnographic instance of social classification based on caste. It has its origins in ancient India and was transformed by various ruling elites in medieval, early modern, and modern India, especially in the aftermath of the collapse of the Mughal Empire and the establishment of British Raj. It is today the basis of affirmative action programs in India, enforced through its constitution. The caste system consists of two different concepts, Verma and Jati, which may be regarded as different levels of analysis on the system. It says the caste system, as it exists today, is thought to be the result of developments during the collapse of Mughal era and the rise of British government, British colonial India. It says the British Raj furthered this development, making the rigid caste organization a central mechanism of administration. Okay, it says caste is a rank hereditary endogamous social group often linked with occupations that together constitute traditional societies in South Asia, particularly among Hindus and Indians. And it's basically a system of elites going down the river. Kamala's mom was a Brahmin Indian, the top of the chain in India, okay? So Kamala is born of an elite, from an elite Indian family, okay? Same thing she was in Jamaica, okay? Now, when she comes to America, when her mom says she's raising two Black women in America, this is why I say it's important for us to know her background, know everything about her, what shaped her belief, because she was raised part of the time in Canada, part of the time in Oakland, but in a different part, not the who, right? So you have to see what shaped, she's an immigrant. What shaped, she is not Black American, okay? She does not share lineage with Adolf, and that's not to be that she's less than, no, it just means that you don't share the same history as people who are descendants of slaves in America, okay? So Kamala's mom coming to America, who America has its own caste system, and Black America certainly does too, that was put in, like, you know, especially in Black America, if you are, we have a colorism problem that has been going since slavery with the house nigger, field nigger, stuff like that. And lighter-skinned Blacks were at times put on pedestals. Still today, we have issues with colorism and stuff. So my personal opinion is when Kamala Harris's mom comes over into America, being a part of an elite system and understanding the caste system in India, and understanding that America has an unsaid caste system, and groups have certain caste systems, you know, in the world. She knew her daughter would not, this is my personal opinion, this is my personal opinion, this is not saying anything about Kamala personally, it's just saying, hey, she knew that she couldn't be white, she wouldn't be extraordinary to white Americans. She couldn't be Indian, she wouldn't be extraordinary to Indian Americans. But where she would be an elite in a caste system is Black America, because Black America struggles with colorism. Black America's caste system has a similar a system kind of set up that where elites are sometimes certain colors, certain groups, certain this and that, certain can move better and everything like that. So my personal opinion is my theory on Kamala Harris is that her mom raised her black because she would be deemed extraordinary. She'd be put on a pedestal in the black community. She would have a sense of being brown without being brown. She could not do that with her own group. She could not raise Kamala as Indian. Because there's nothing, even though her lineage is caste, but she has been dating, she has been dating a biracial black man from Jamaica. So she has to put her daughters in a system where they'll be elite or put on a pedestal. This is just my personal opinion. I would love to, that's why you have to explore backgrounds and see why did your mother decide to raise you in a community in Black America or raise you to identify with a lineage group that you have no standing in. Now, most immigrants come over when most first-generational black immigrants probably seem to have more in common with a lot of black Americans than they probably even do with their parents sometimes, because black America, if you're sharing something black or something in America, or you know what I'm saying, that we are the people you identify with, you'll see on TV, you know what I'm saying, seeing our lifestyle, seeing everything like that. So it's easy to identify. Kamala's family, I think, her mother, I don't think, and it sounds very Haley Berry-ish line, it's a Haley Berry line that Haley Berry used to say a long time ago about her mother raising a black child and stuff like that. Halle Berry, I can see. Halle Berry is part of ADOS. She grew up in Cleveland. She was half black. Her dad was a black man. So Kamala's father is very different. So when Kamala talks about the 1/8 rule, Kamala knows that she's not what black America considers typically how can I explain it? What black America would consider typically biracial black, right? And because in our own systems in black America, because of slavery and all these things, we have so many mixtures ourselves. The black American race is a biracial race. We are biracial. We are mixed with, we've got French, Creole, a Native American, so many mixtures due to slavery. So we are a universal people. We are a biracial people. However, Kamala's mother was trying to connect her with black American lineage, which she is not. And I feel the reason that she did that was to give her, she understood ideals and segments of the caste system in America. And black America had a caste system itself. And in black America is the one place that her children probably would have been able to move like a caste system, like they were brown Indians, but instead they're doing it as elite black Americans. I hope y'all get what I'm saying. It's just like I said, Rachel Dolezal. It's one of the things I said about Rachel Dolezal. And I heard somebody, an article where this one lady talked about Rachel Dolezal. She said she believed Rachel Dolezal, women, other women like Rachel Dolezal, liked to pretend that they were black because in their own races, they wouldn't be up in their caste system. It wouldn't be anything to, you know, the other races. They wouldn't be extraordinary in their races. But you can come over to the black race. And if you're deemed as light skin, or because of our issues with colorism, and how we and our own caste system, kind of caste system through colorism that we have set up, you would be able to move easier. You would be deemed more extraordinary. So it's easier to not just be a regular white woman. Let me come over here and be a light-skinned black woman, or consider some biracial, exotic black woman, where they're put on a pedestal in this community due to colorism, self-inflicted wounds, self-hate, and stuff like that, okay? So I think her mother very much understood that system, I mean American system, and that's why she did it. I don't think you're a black woman. I think you're a biracial Jamaican person, biracial Jamaican Indian woman. But I do not consider you a black American woman. I think when we say that, you have to be very careful. I mean, it's just like if I went over to, let me think. I went over to Jamaica, and I all of a sudden start saying, well, I'm black, you know, and I start attaching myself to all the Jamaican history and Jamaican history. I'd be like, but you ain't Jamaican. Well, I feel like that's what Kamala's done, and I think that a lot of people do that sometimes with Black America because Black America hasn't been very good at setting boundaries and defining themselves and understanding that we are part. We do have our own lineage, and we are very different. So that's just something I just think about Kamala Harris. I think she answered that question. She said she doesn't pay any attention to it. You're lying. I believe you went going to Howard, picking AKA, everything was strategic. So, no, I think that's why it is so important, black people, to understand a background of somebody, understand where people are from, so you can ask the hard questions. How were you raised? How did your mother feel like the caste system? How did the caste system affect your mother, affect your family being born in that family? What did she tell you about that system? How were you raised? Because that's the mother raised her, them, okay? So I find that fascinating because I find that probably I can see her seeing these systems set up in America and wanting her children to continue in elite class. And she knows they can't continue in elite class being Indian, like her, because of the Jamaican blood in them, and they can't continue being in the elite class as a white person because, you know, she got some mixture in her. They're not going to be considered elite. But in Black America, where colorism exists and all these unhealthy issues, you could be given top status and everything just for your light skin. My personal opinion, okay? So very interesting. I do think she pays very much attention. I think she uses it in her campaign. She's full of shit. Okay. Moving on. What else is going on out here, okay? Let's see, what's the next thing I want to talk to y'all about? Let me see. I'll find y'all well. Okay, they're having a vice presidential debate coming up. I'm not interested. I don't like either one of the VP choices, okay? I'm not that interested in that one, okay? Okay, prayers for people that are lost loved ones from the Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. They said hundreds are missing. Prayers for people, prayers for their safety, everything. Oh, my God, just horrible things. They say North Carolina has no official number of people unaccounted for, but this is from CNN.com. It says, but the shredded communications infrastructure make contact difficult, okay? So let's pray for the people down there having to go through all those things. That's pretty tough. Right. Port worker strike starts across the East and Gulf Coast. Now, I find this fascinating. It's at a strange time, but it's saying that this is from CNN. It says nearly 50,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association are on strike Tuesday against the nation's East and Gulf Coast ports, according to the union. choking off the flow of many of the nation's imports and exports, what could become America's most disruptive work stoppage in decades. And, you know, we have holidays coming up, everything. They say the strike, which was also confirmed by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, as well as the Port Virginia, began at midnight. There appears to be a wide gap between the union's demands and the offer of the United States Maritime Alliance, which uses the acronym USMX. The Maritime Alliance represents the major shipping lines, all of which are foreign-owned, as well as terminal operators and port authorities. The strike will stop the flow of a wide variety of goods over the docks of almost all cargo ports from Maine to Texas. This includes everything from bananas to European beer, wine, and liquor. Oh, my God, am I going to have to go buy some liquor? So, you know, I need a drink every now and then. Okay. It says, along with furniture, clothing, household goods, European autos, as well as parts, need to keep U.S. factories operating and American workers in those plants on the job. It could also stop U.S. exports now flowing through those ports, hurting sales for American companies. Wow, this is not good. Okay, it says UMX bought on this strike when they decided to hold firm to a foreign-owned ocean carrier's earnings. Let me see what this says here. Versus earning billions of dollar profits at the United States ports, but not compensate the American ILL longshore workers who perform the labor that brings them their wealth. Okay. So they're saying possible shortages could be, depending on the length of the strike, it could result in shortages of consumer and industrial goods, which can then lead to price hikes. It could also mark a setback to the economy, which has shown signs of recovery from the pandemic, induced supply chain disruptions that result in a spike in inflation. Oh, that's not good. The ports involved include the Port of New York, New Jersey, the nation's third largest port by the volume of cargo handled. It also includes ports with other specialties. I always believe these kind of things are planned. I believe these powers that be know these certain things that's going to set off people and cause strikes and stuff. We live in an ugly world. But Port Wilmington in Delaware describes itself as the nation's leading banana port, bringing in a large share of America's favorite fruit. According to the American Farm Bureau, 1.2 million metric tons of bananas come in through truck ports, representing about one quarter of the nation's bananas. They said other perishable items such as cherries also move through the ports, as do a percentage of imported wine, beer, or hard liquor. Raw materials used by U.S. food producers such as cocoa and sugar make up a large portion of the affected imports as well. Oh, that is not good. So we could be having a shortage on a lot of things, y'all. I saw people getting toilet paper and everything. So it may look like the pandemic again. Because people, it's a lot of stuff that these people control going through these ports. So it's, they're saying businesses are becoming nervous. Since more than 200 business groups sent a letter to the White House last week asking Biden administration to step in to prevent a strike, saying the country relies on moving both imports and exports through these ports. The last thing the supply chain companies and employees need is a strike. Or other disruptions because of an ongoing labor negotiation. This is crazy. So, and this is right around our holiday seasons and stuff like that. This is going to be kind of maybe tough, okay, for us. Tough, all right? So, wow, crazy, all right? All right, so, listen, y'all, let's talk about Britney Spears, okay? Because, see, I want y'all to apologize to her bitch. I told y'all time reveals all things, okay? I told y'all this girl should not have been out for that, what's that thing? Her guardianship. Y'all done talked about her daddy and made it sound like her daddy wasn't doing her right and everything. She was straight when she was under her daddy. You didn't hear all this crazy stuff going on. Ever since her daddy been gone, somebody started that campaign too, because I, like I said, I believe they're trying to rob her ass. But they started that campaign. And this poor girl needs her daddy back. She needs her conservatorship and her father and her family over. But let's take a listen at Britney Spears. This is from Jasmine Grant. It says, Britney Spears revealed she recently burnt off her eyebrows, eyelashes, and part of her hair. Okay. Take a listen.
So I'm in bed and I'm bored. So I think I'm going to take an operation. And anyways, what has been good and bad. Actually, 6 months ago, something happened that was really, really dangerous. I was in my room and I turned the fire on, and all of a sudden it blew up in my face. It's done it before. And the times I did it before, I quit. So I always get my security to come in and light it for me. Because I was scared it was going to blow up. But this time, I just threw the whole thing in there. And it literally blew into my face, and it took all my eyelashes off, my eyebrows. And see this baby's hair, these baby bangs. This is from basically 6 months ago. It chiseled all my hair. And the person I was with just would not wake up. And I thought I was going to have to go to the emergency room and all that kind of stuff, because my face was like on fire. I was like, third degree, second degree burns. Like, what can happen? Because I could really, my whole face went in. And but then it hurt to even touch my phone. It hurt to put ice on my face. It hurt anything to just touch it. And so this lasted for like 6 or 7 hours. It happened like 3 o'clock in the morning. And the pain never went away. It was so, so, so bad. And then so finally I took 3 Tylenols, which is like, Tylenol is like a really, really big deal for me. Like, it's like a fucking Vicodin or something. But I took 3 and finally I went to sleep. But yeah, it was really bad. But it's all good now.
Y'all owe her daddy apology. That's all I gotta say. See it what I see it. Y'all owe Britney Spears daddy. TMZ, all y'all publications out here that fall for the okie doke of that campaign. You call Britney Spears daddy and apologize. Because from my point of view, he might have had some little cheating things going about him. Some parents, sometimes they have some, but the man probably loved his child. And you wouldn't see all this was going on when that girl was under the conservatorship. You didn't hardly hear no shit like this, okay? But now all of a sudden she's burning out her eyebrows, sounding crazy, dancing on. I told y'all, don't talk about Britney decided to be free. Britney decided to be emancipated. You're a hater if you hate on Britney Spears being free. Her dad is an ass. No, her dad was a man who seemed like he was taking care of his daughter. Because whoever these motherfuckers are that's in control right now don't seem to be taking care of them. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And like I said, the daddy, I was glad he let go, because sometimes you got to let kids go. Yeah, let them go, and they think they can do it themselves, and they can see why they need that conservatorship. She's up here burning off her eyebrows and stuff. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to let it go. That's all I got to say. I told y'all time would tell on it. Okay? All right. Let's talk about Cardi B, because Cardi B is tired of Offset shit. Okay? I mean, tired. And I'm glad for her, because it took her a while to get there. Okay? So let's talk about Cardi B. Some of the stuff that was going on this week. Okay, so party, I'm trying to find the let's see. Okay. It says, Scotty Offset wrote on Twitter this week, "Everybody can see I don't want you. It's okay. I'm not talking about this no more. All love. You will be calling me after a couple of months. You my baby mama. I won." Damn. This is when you spin the block way too many times. I said, spinning the block. She spins the block. And she, you know, and listen, baby girl, bless him, but she did get three of them with this movie, okay? So, let's take a listen to Cardi talk about this, how she's feeling about this situation. Okay, let's play a little bit of her on Jazz.
On my shit. Trying to get your lick back. Trying to do your big lick back. I don't care. You're fucking lame. And them bitches is lame, too. You want to know why? Because you got to fuck them bitches in order to get your ego to feel high. You know, I'm too much woman for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm too much of a boss bitch for you. And I've always been too good for you. I've been too good for you. I've been too good for anything that is associated to you. So you got to fuck other bitches to make yourself feel better. Because I make you feel so low about yourself. Because I don't make you feel like you're that nigga in this home. So that's what you got to do. So you out here trying to hurt my feelings because you fucking the next bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Because them hoes ain't, pussy ain't good enough that I be having you crashing out all weekend. You was mad happy today when I fucking called you today. And the only reason why I called you today is because I'm trying to change my son's school, and I need your approval. Other than that, nigga, fuck you. I don't care. Fuck the world. Fuck my ass. I'm going to fuck your ass. That's why I'm fucking your ass. Yeah, of course, because you don't move with integrity. You're not a street nigga. That's what you do. That's what you do. Oh, I'm going to go fuck your ass. Boo-hoo, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You can fuck my ass. You can fuck my friends, nigga. I don't give a shit. You're lame to me. And you will never equate to me. And it's crazy that I even let you even play with me for such a fucking long time. Because you're not even a real right nigga for me. I make you look good, nigga. Fuck you. So it's like, you trying to show me, trying to get me mad, like, ooh. It's like,
she also let Offset know, allegedly, that she had been screwing me while she was pregnant. Oh, Lord, he really went crazy, okay? Listen, I'm going to say this, Cardi. No, Cardi, you're not no better than them other chicks. That's why you were with him. Yes, you were in some senses. Yes, he came to take out, because he did a lot. Your first year, you was flying high in your career. And I don't think you understood the timing of how he moved in that space, and you were getting ready to go on tour, Bruno Mars, all this stuff. And then suddenly, you couldn't do it. You was pregnant. And he said, wrong with baby. Baby, God bless him. But out of timing, it shifted your career. He came in there. Sometimes people come in because you floating on a low vibration and they can meet you on the low. You were floating on the same vibration as the bitches he fucking, because he fucking you too. So he fucking on the same vibration. Everybody on the same fucking vibration. You know, it's a lot. It's hard for women to admit sometimes. It's not the saying that you're not nothing, but sometimes it's hard for women to admit that a person got you, this person like Offset got you because, not because you were all that and everything, he got you because he caught you in a low vibrational moment. Even though you were on high and being successful and something, and everything was happening for you and something, but there was something in your spirit that was afraid of all of where you was going. And this man came to attack that. He came as a familiar spirit to get you outside of your zone, to get you from making those choices, those powerful choices that would have took you powerful places. Now, she's still in a powerful place. She still can move around and everything like that. But sometimes people come, they, you know, in the spirit realm, you can be, especially if you operating on low, you was operating on such a low vibration that you, there was something in you, something about you telling the universe, no, I'm not ready for this next level that I have. I want to stay down here in this area I'm used to. And that kind of creature came to meet you in that area you used to. No, at the time, you didn't think he was good. You didn't think he was better than him. Because you won't. And that's why you got caught up with him. I hope you understand what I'm saying. See, so my big thing is sometimes as women, we got to take responsibility for the shit we get into. You got to be like, you was a dumb choice. Like she said, she was thankful for her kids, but she's not him. That's the right thing, Cardi, because what he did is a waste of, he wasted a lot of your time. He altered your career. He altered your, and you alone, not only he did, he really didn't do it. You did it. And that's because you was floating on that same low vibration with him. And finally, one day you woke up and said, enough is a fuck enough. Now, you have consequences from that, for staying too long. There's always consequences. But thank God you have woken up. Sometimes when you know, listen, when a man is out here doing everything to you, he's screwing around on you, he's treating you like you ain't shit, he's really not this and that, and you, when you really know you better than that, you don't even engage with him in that. You say, hey, do your thing. I'm moving on, okay? I wish you love. That's my new thing. I wish you love. I had to tell a number of people this year, I wish you love. I can't get fucking my head up. I wish you love to my friends, family. I wish you love. People who were trying to bullshit me, I wish you love. That's my new thing. I wish you love. I ain't going to sit here and fight. I ain't going to argue. And that's when you know that you, because you're taking full responsibility for the shit that your impact. The truth of the matter is, Offset came over there to mess Cardi up, but Cardi got off on her own. She messed up her own assignment. He was your choice. And when you realize that, you say, you set yourself really free, because then you say, you know what? I was not thinking. These babies I got are a blessing. But damn, the consequence is he they baby dad. He's my dad, baby's children, and my baby's father, and I got to deal with his ass, okay, for a long time. And I've got to heal and get myself out of this low vibrational energy that I was in. The reason it's not here, I chose him because I was in a bad energy. I'm my own human. I didn't have to take what he was throwing out and dishing out. You didn't have to take. She could have got up and left, especially being Cardi B. You could have left that nigga at any time. Okay. So I just feel like you had to take your own. I'm not supposed to get mad at her. And I'm supposed to sit there and say, you a bullshit nigga. You a this and that. You was bullshit right with him. Okay. You had three babies with this bullshit nigga. Okay. No. It's true. Yeah, I take responsibility. When I look back at my terrible relationship, I say, okay, what was I like? What was I like at the time when I was dealing with that bullshit? Okay, what am I like? What was I like? Probably a lot of times I'd be on low vibrational shit, and a low vibrational person could come and deal with my ass. Okay? Even when you're drawing, I was talking to a friend the other day, and she's going through this relationship changes and stuff like that. She just recently ended a relationship, in another relationship with somebody who she really loves. I mean, just in a new relationship. But this motherfucker is, he's everything, sexy, fine. He got it going on. But he got a lot of shit going. He's carrying a lot of baggage. Like, you know, he got a lot of shit. That shit that she ain't used to. He got some low vibrational shit that she's seeing. She's like, ah, oh, do I want to deal with this bullshit? Do I want to deal with this, you know, the, you know, his, you know, he got a little bit of a drug issue, or he got this and that. How should I deal with that shit? You know what I'm saying? I ain't had to deal with that shit before, and I don't know, you know, I don't know if I'm what kind of vibration am my own that I'm drawing this to me. Somebody who's got it going on the surface, he looks great on the surface, but as she gets to know, she's the, you know, and all of us have human flaws, okay? As you get to know people, but these are such flaws that can affect her life, that can alter her well being and stuff like that. And so she's got to ask, she's asking herself, am I on some low, what kind of shit am I on at this point in my life that I would receive that kind of shit? She said, I can't receive that kind of shit. So I have to, he has to make some changes before I get in deep. And that's because that's a woman who's saying, hey, I'm not willing to accept, you know, I'm not willing to accept the shit you about to give. And she stopped that. She's nipping that in the bud early. If he can't deal with it, he got to move on. But some women, you accept a lot of things because you ain't at a spot where you can say no to some things. And you haven't healed completely in yourself. And then when this man runs you through the gamut, you want to get mad and be cussing him out and shit. But it really ain't about him. It's about your monkey ass and your choices. I've been saying monkey ass lately a lot because my mama used to say this shit. I was like, monkey, you can tell monkey ass over here. I've been recalling the old or some old school. But, yeah, it's a lot of times, you, ladies, it's not about getting mad at the man and saying he ain't this and that. You knew what it was. Okay? This man never not once showed you who he was. This man been showing you who he was from the beginning of the relationship. Okay, been showing you who he was. Not once. He even said, everybody knew I didn't want you. And you should be saying, yeah, maybe he's right, because from the beginning, he did show that energy. But yet me, in my desperation, kept hanging on. Where was I at in my spirit, man? And so, anyways, that's what I'm saying for Cardi, okay? The sooner that she heals from that part, she'll be able to totally, completely heal from a dude like Offset so that he won't be able to come back, because you'll be able to heal because you'll understand your part in it, your responsibility, okay? In it. And, you know, you really won't have time to be sitting on there arguing with him. You just be saying, I wish you love. And if he asks for what something that he can do better, then you might tell him. But other than that, when you're really tired of somebody, you be like, I wish you love. I mean, I had one person, I was like, they was like, come back. I said, listen, here, you can put me through this. I wish you the best. Ain't nothing to talk about. We ain't got to say that. You got another one? Congratulations. That's when you know you did, when you like, okay. When you just don't care. Oh, my God. But Libra, girl, Cardi is a Libra, okay? I'm a Venus in Libra. I understand how we are in love. Libras are in love. I act like a Libra in love. You know, they say the archetype, I've told y'all this before, for a Venus in Libra, they say is runaway bride. Libra girls often put themselves, they want to be whatever the guy is. They try. But Libras want to live in harmony and love. Now, Libras, now the Libras are tricky because remember, Venus, Libras are ruled by Venus, okay? And Venus is the love sign. So Libras, you know, at one point, you know, Libras can be like, you look like they out of love with you, but Libras can play on your ass too. Okay, because they can be the sign of, you know, shit, I don't know what I'm going to do. But Libras are very much like harmony and everything in their life. Cardi B is a Libra girl. Libra girls will take a lot of, if they're unbalanced, dark-sided Libras who are unbalanced will do a lot of unbalanced shit. They will do the most craziest, getting in the most craziest, grimiest, unsettling relationships and be comfortable in them. You're saying, but I thought Libras is like harmony. Not if they're unbalanced. They're unbalanced. Libras can be a sign that is very used to chaos. They can be very happy in chaotic relationships, chaotic energy, people who mistreat them or misuse them or this and that. And partly because just they have no balance. At that point, you got Libras who are unbalanced. Those can show up in that stuff can show up in their relationships. A lot of times Libras will put some Libras will beautify something that's not very beautiful. Like they'll try to paint it out for the aesthetic or for the look of it. Right? And it'll be a mess. Right? Because Libras like everything. They want everything perfect. They want a good-looking mate, the perfect guy and everything like that, but sometimes their scales aren't balanced to see how they really are feeling and how they really, is this the person for you? Does this person fit you? Is this person good for you? But instead they're trying to sometimes make a certain look, right? And not thinking about everything else. It's not just the look of a relationship. It's how you get along with this person. I love to use Julia Roberts and Running Away Brides because I do feel like that's the archetype of a Libra. Every relationship she got into, she became what this man wants. She became everything they wanted, everything they needed, everything special about these men. But the moment that she had to make a serious commitment to them, a serious thing, she ran away. Why? Because simply because she just didn't know herself. She was unbalanced. She was not. Some Libras will not run away. They'll get into these relationships and they'll pretend in them. Okay? Libras are good at that. They'll pretend that shit. Okay? And they won't, you know, they don't got, sometimes they don't really got to have a, you know, it to be loving it, just the look of it. You look good with me. I look good with you. We could be a great couple with beauty and paint, but it's, you're not seeing the imbalance and ugliness of it, okay? So I think that's what's going on with Cardi. I think Cardi saw Offset has, you know, something great for her, you know, being a rapper. He's a rapper, this and that, you know. And I think Cardi's a dark-sided leader. She's got some dark-sided traits. That are, she's unbalanced a little bit, and this made her create this thing with Offset, and she was just ignoring, she was dressing up the relationship, but ignoring, like, you know, she bought a big mansion looking beautiful all on the outside, but ignoring the inside, that the house was broke up and a mess and all kind of stuff happening in the junk. That's the reason. We just can do that, okay? So very interesting. I find that very interesting. And another thing we had, this young lady was saying about their relationship. Let me put this out. Where is it? I gotta find this. see what she said. On TikTok, I saw this lady talk about this. I'm going to pray.
It's not a threat. It's a warning. Be careful with me. And when she said that, she missed. And I don't think she knew that. Cardi B said something that went over a lot of people's heads. And it's coming about this pregnancy all because I feel like this is going to release some women from the shackles. Okay? We were talking so long as women that men want you to look so good next to them so that they look better. But it's quite literally the opposite. It's also expressing what happens when you lose sight of who you are as a man. She became a wife and a mother and forgot who the fuck she was. She's Cardi. Do you get what I'm saying? She said, I'm too good for you. I don't make you feel good by being next to you. So you go be next to women who make you look better because they have less than you. That way when they look at you, they think you're something. But when you look at me, it reminds you that I have more than you. And you hated that. So you went around other women to embarrass me and to show me, but guess what? I don't care anymore. Here's a map that women never pay attention to. You can date 10 men, all of them can take you out, and you have spent no money. If a man dates 10 women, he has spent 10 times the amount. So it behooves them to have one woman who will agree to the terms of their lifestyle. But that only works for a pick-me. That only works for somebody who has self-esteem, who loses sight of who they are. That only works in that case. But it's no fun when mama got the gun, like she said. Because now mama sat back and thought, okay, this was my husband. I gave him 3 kids. He's doing me dirty. I can do better without him. I was better without him. I'll be better without him. And she's done. She has no emotional connection. She has no emotional attachment anymore. And that's the only reason that man was getting away with what he was doing to her. It's because she cares. The problem is men don't understand that that expires. Once that care that that woman has for you expires, you're done. Stick a fork in me. It's over. Some women don't leave until they hate you.
Now, I agree that some women don't hate you, but I also believe women don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think women take a lot of responsibility in these relationships because Offset showed from the get-go. Offset has been doing this for years. Offset, she was the first time she was pregnant. He's never not showed. He's been very consistent in his character. He's not. A lot of women are in denial. What happens with women, and especially like women like Cardi B, she's angry now, and people saying, oh, it's no fun when mama got the gun, and it's not fun when mama got the gun, okay? But here's the problem. Sometimes you find out you got the superior weapon too late. That's why he said, you my baby mama, I won. I'm already engrafted into your life in some ways, okay? And what I want a lot of women to understand, women to today, my person, I like what this young lady said, but I also believe that a lot of times women, they love to talk about the men. Oh, he did me dirty. He did this and that. But I usually at some point when you talk to a lot of women, this person has never not shown you this person. And you chose to invest. What happens is women start to not all of us, but I mean, women, please don't take me as me being less not for women. I'm for women, but I'm for you taking responsibility and for you becoming stronger in relationships because what a lot of times is you project on these men. Cardi B projected on Offset what she wanted him to be for years. He was not that. He was not that. And she kept investing and investing in somebody who obviously wasn't investing in her. That is her fault. And that's what happens with a lot of women. A lot of women end up very angry and mad, and they're talking with their friends, and he ain't never cared about me. I'm like, I had to tell one of my friends one day. One of my friends loved to come to the zoo who never cared about you. She said, I said, dude, why he didn't ever care about you? And she looked at me funny. She said, what you mean? I said, you said he didn't care about you. I'm glad you realizing that. No, he did not. I said, but you didn't care about yourself. I said, so why? How you gonna ask a man to invest in you when you didn't care? He knew you didn't care about yourself when you started letting him do the bullshit and get away with the bullshit. You could get what responsibility are you gonna take from this relationship? Because I used to be like that. I used to be like, this is like creepy. He's doing me. But it really ain't about him. it ain't really about the bad relationship. The lesson is for me to learn. The lesson ain't yeah, he part of the lesson, but the lesson ain't for me to be getting angry with this person or whatever else. Because a lot of times people show you who the fuck they are. And Cardi can sit there and say, you ain't really one of them niggas. You ain't really one of them cool. You know what I'm saying? You embarrassed me because, you know, I was Cardi B. No. No, 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 no. You wouldn't. He was never. Yeah, he may have been jealous of you, but you was never on the vibration of being Cardi B. You let him take you out of being Cardi B. You invested in everything but Cardi B. Like this young lady said, you weren't. You sometimes women get into marriages, relationships, and everything, and they fail to invest in their self. It's so easy to do. Trust me, I know. You invest in everything and everyone. You look around. I tell y'all this, even with my own life, I be saying, I find myself as a, when I was younger, I didn't realize how much of a people pleaser I was. And I thought I was over that. I thought I got over that in my 20s. But I see sometimes I'm very much still a very people pleaser. I'm always adjusting my shit for everybody. And I'm like, what the fuck I like? What the fuck I want? That was two motherfuckers. Well, what do I want? And it ain't their fault because I'm constantly adjusting myself for motherfuckers. That's not their fault. That's my fault. And I can't expect people to put investment in me that they don't see me putting in myself. You know what I'm saying? They like, shit, motherfuckers will run you the fuck over, okay? If they see you ain't caring about yourself, they like, well, why the shit should we care about you? And that's what Offset saw. Offset saw, like, you wasn't putting in no investment in being Cardi B. Your investment was trying to get get him to be what you thought he should be. And he never showed he was anything different. Never. But Cardi constantly adjusted, moved, tried to get him back, take him back. That's all her fault. At all points, she could have stopped. This man did not ever show you who he was. So, you know, it's like I remember one time looking at Huntsville, Alabama, and on there, Martell, and this was before Martell and Melody had the divorce. If y'all ever seen Huntsville, Alabama, for those, some of y'all haven't seen this show, but for those who've seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about. There was this couple on there, and they were going through infidelity, and the man was cheating with another woman or whatever, and he called the girl, the other woman, a peasant. And I was like, I said his wife should have corrected that. I said, no. You mean you ain't going to sit up here and tell me you fucking around on somebody, you fucking around with somebody against me as a peasant. Don't call her that. Because sometimes women will let the man talk about another woman that he's been fucking around with, talk about her like a dog. But I'm like, nah, don't do that. Because you've been laying up there with her. She good enough for you to lay with. Don't talk to them. Don't allow them to talk shit about another woman. Don't allow them to do that to make you feel good. Okay? So that's because that is bullshit. She's not. If she a peasant, what does that make you? Say when you see those type of behaviors happening with men, I have become at this point in my life, I see has for, and I tell women the clearer that you become, that you start to remove yourself. I always look to self. Well, I know a lot of women say, well, it's not my fault because he cheated on me. It's not my, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's your fault because you have decided to take that. It's your fault because he probably showed you who he was from the get-go. And if you wanted monogamy, then this was the motherfucker you shouldn't have chose. You knew this motherfucker was monogamous, but you kept trying to make him over and over monogamous, make him this and make him that. And everything, and he just wasn't that. The fuck y'all want? Women got to start taking responsibility for the bullshit they invest in. If somebody tell you I got some land I want to sell you for a beachfront in Florida for $500, and $500 is the only amount of money you got, and you go and spend that money on a beachfront in Florida, you know a beachfront don't cost no $500. You know it's a sham. So if you lost all your money, yes, the person's a scammer. But you knew what the fuck it was. You knew that didn't sound right. Did you do your research? This is what I was just wanting ladies to do. Respect yourself enough. Don't go out calling a man a bunch of names and shit like that. That's your kid's father. It is when you done fucked around with him. You procreated with this motherfucker, okay? Yes, he's a bitch ass, but you know what? You was enjoying all the spoil from that shit. And you allowed that relationship to be in your life for a week. So take responsibility. If Cardi would have got on there and said, I've been the dumb one in this. This is not smart for me to do. He always showed what he was. I was trying to make him out to be something that he wasn't. I put too much investment in this motherfucker. Okay? It is what it is. And that's that. So you ain't never been that nigga. You ain't this or that. You wasn't that girl. That's why he wasn't that nigga. That's why he could get with you like that. He could do you like that because you wasn't investing in the girl you could have been. You was too busy trying to invest in him. You were spending too much energy on him. Way too much. And sometimes we do that. I mean, I know Libra girls, I tell you, I got y'all Libra. I got the Mike y'all in love, so I understand. Libra girls do that when we see. You trying to balance the scales and stuff. You trying to create harmony with the fucking devil. You know he Lucifer. You can't have no harmony with Lucifer. Why are you sitting up here trying to pretend like you're going to have some harmony with Lucifer? But you try to make harmony with Lucifer. Stop it. And say, you know what? I realized I was saying the devil. It was a dumb move. I shouldn't have been dating the devil. The devil's out my fucking league. And that's what Cardi just got to remember. Ain't no sense to get mad at the other chick. Ain't no sense to being mad. Ain't none of that. A lot of times what women are mad at is not the other women. You're mad because you've invested so much of yourself into something. And you realize this fool ain't invested as much as you've invested. But you in it so deep that when you come out of it, you're gonna be damaged in a way that he. That's why he said something very powerful he said in that text. He said, you my baby mama, I won. Now, babies are a blessing, okay? All her babies are a blessing. So what I'm about to say, this is no reflection on her children. But this is why you got to be careful about who you get pregnant by and the timing of who you get pregnant by. Because he's left something, his mark on you. You've invested fully into somebody who constantly showed you that they was in shit. Constantly. Now, you wanted that man to be monogamous. That man never showed that he had a monogamous bone in his body. Okay? He never showed it. Even when people were seeing out on these internet streets, allegedly. That's your fault. And the fact that you continue to go, it's like a lot of times women want to come out of these bad relationships with these men and say, I just can't believe it. I mean, you know, he was doing me in, he was doing this and that, he was doing this and that. And you're like, well, he was always that way. Now, you can't believe that the problem is that you kept investing in a sinking ship. You saw you was on the fucking Titanic. You saw the motherfucker was sinking. But you kept trying to stay on it and hang out. And it's some consequences to hanging out on the Titanic. You knew you was on a motherfucking sinking ship. Now you got to take your ass on a rowboat and try to get your ass to shore. But you're going to have some damage from being on the Titanic. Okay? It is what it is. Ladies, start taking responsibility. Ain't no sense in getting mad at the other bitches. It is what the fuck it is. Okay? Let me tell you something. Men will mess with women who do not. Men will, listen. Now, here's the difference. When women cheat, usually, I saw this on, I remember on Red Table Talks. I miss Jada's Red Table Talks, too. But I remember I saw this on Red Table Talks, and Jada and this guy, woman was talking about women. When women cheat, women, she said, want to change the story. They don't like the story they're in. They don't like the how their life is looking. So, and women, when women cheat, usually, not all the time, but when women cheat, usually they're emotionally involved with the person. Men can cheat with just anything. They can just tell all men, with a lot of men. You know what I'm saying? They can just the fuck up. They can. They just, and it could be somebody that got as much as you. They got this, because what men value is very different from what you value. Like Cardi B thinks he valued her being, let me see how I say this. He valued her being somewhat Cardi B. But I don't think he ever valued that. I mean, that's why I think she was trying to be, I think Cardi understood that he didn't value that, her being Cardi B. And that's why Cardi B took on what basic chicks do. She was doing what basic women do. She was doing basic shit with him. She was being a basic bitch with him. That's what the thing you had to take on to be with him. Like he said, he never liked being me, being this in front of me. Well, you kept adjusting yourself and adjusting yourself until you almost hurt your career so much. You didn't let him come up. Like, I love the fact, I'll tell you this about Beyonce and Jay-Z, okay? Even though they probably about to have some problems later on. But hopefully, you know, I mean, it looks like I'm here in the street. But Beyonce and Jay-Z, one thing I'll give to them from what it looked like on the outside, Jay-Z had to come up to be with her. There was no adjusting. I'm motherfucking Beyonce. I ain't adjusting motherfucking shit. Now, that doesn't mean he ain't cheating and he ain't do this and that. But I'm just saying he adjusted his energy. He came sometimes and he became something different, a mogul or something like that. But Cardi was constantly adjusting herself to something that she was no longer. He was trying to, you talk about them other women he was with, but you was trying to be like them so you could get his attention. And you knew that from the get-go. You did everything but be Cardi B in that relationship, okay? Now you can find out who the fuck you are again. Well, now you want to cuss bitches out. No, cuss yourself out. Cuss yourself out for not being you, for taking you so long to get back to yourself. So I'm glad she made these choices. Good for her. And I hope I don't see you with them running around again in the next 6 months. All right, so moving on. Let's talk about, let's see, Chris Brown. Boy. They done put poor Chris. He was trying to make it. This is from Hollywood Unlocked. He looked like he was trying to be up, you know, come up. And they saying, this is from Hollywood Unlocked. They're saying the new documentary from the investigation Discovery is being created about Chris Brown. The network is also known for its earlier work, including Nickelodeon's Quiet on the Set. Oh, Lord, this ain't going to be good, child. Oh, Lord. It says, according to Verity, the documentary is titled Chris Brown, A History of Violence, and it's set to air on October 27th. According to a log line, Chris Brown, A History of Violence, will detail Chris Brown's past all the way back to his troubled childhood, explores the lasting impact of the cycle of abuse, and poses the question, how does a man with such a violent public record maintain his superstar status? With the expert and cultural commentary layered throughout the documentary provides thoughtful reflections into each survivor's experience and psychological destruction in the aftermath of abuse. And you know what, I'm telling you something. Sometimes in the black community, we accept a lot of things as normal and stuff like that. Listen, I'm for Chris Brown. I'm not for a person when they get in trouble, that's just what it always is. People can redeem themselves, even from being abusers and stuff like that. To me, the problem with Chris Brown is Chris Brown never invested in himself enough to say, you know what, they wouldn't have never been able to get you, Chris, had you really come forward in owning that Rihanna thing and in owning and in trying to instead of trying to get out here and dance and sing again and keep being a star and never getting your insides worked on and stuff like that, there's a price for that. There's a heavy price for getting out here trying to sing and dance over shit, okay? When you should have, to me, been going to work in domestic violence shelters, getting counseling and therapy and really figuring out something, I think people would have had a much different outlook of you had you done those things, if you did the work on self. Working on self and working on your demons is hard as fuck, okay? It is. It's such a hard to do, just to come to terms with the darkness in you. To come to terms with that and to heal that is very hard for most people. It is hard work, and it could cost you something, but in the end, it is worth it. But if you out here singing and tap dancing and singing and stuff on top of that, yes, it's gonna be easy for them to make documentaries about domestic violence, because you're really just a person who's dancing and singing on top of your trauma. And you ain't really got yourself fixed. And that happens a lot in that show business area. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there singing and dancing and, you know, and stuff like that. And they really, you know, being an artist is somewhat healing. But being an artist, to be a great artist, you have to come to times with darkness within self. And you got to be able to heal it. But if you are avoiding healing, if you're avoiding pain, if you're avoiding all the things that you need to deal with, it's going to come back. It's going to get you. It's going to nip you in the bud. And this is them nipping Chris Brown's ass in the bud, okay? Because, you know, there's probably more about this story that you guys haven't seen. So let me just let's take a look and listen to what they say.
Chris Brown has been detained in an alleged case of rape. No, I have not spoken about this, not publicly, but that's the only way that he can be stopped.
I mean, they sell with Carucci with the restraining order, all this stuff. Listen, I always knew that young men should have stopped dancing and singing for a little bit, went somewhere, settled down, got quiet in his spirit. But show business does not promote that. Show business wants to, they want to take as much out of you as they can, make as much money out of you as you can, as they can, and then they will throw you under the bus when it comes time for documentaries like this. They will throw you the fuck away. They won't give a shit about you. And because you failed to do the fucking work, it'll be time to pay the piper. It'll be time to deal with yourself. You can get out there. You can, you know, oh, my God, the hardest thing in the world, I cannot say it enough, is developing you. I tell women, like, all the time, you know, I've been looking at myself, like, I even, you know, I deal with weight issues, you know, the last 15, 20 years of my life, okay? And I thought, God, what is that from? You know what I'm saying, Father? Trying to deal with my inner demons, the inner thing that makes, what the fuck? What is this, you know, what am I? And because I feel it's important for healing. I feel it's more important. I love being beautiful. I love being sexy. I love being pretty. I like all of that. I like picture taking, all of that. But I feel more important than you know, dressing up the outer is making sure that my inner being is on point. Like, what causes me to have extremes? What causes me to this and that? What certain addictions have? Because there needs to be healing. because healing on the inside flows to the outside. You know what I'm saying? So when you're failing to deal with healing and you're dressing it up and you're doing all this shit, that shit don't come back on you. A lot of y'all in show business do that. A lot of y'all hide y'all demons and all kind of things. And that business, to me, it almost makes you have, especially if you're black in America, it's going to cause you to deal with self. If not, they're going to eat you alive in that industry. They can eat you alive even when you deal with self. But they'll really, those familiar spirits and demonic energy out there in that space will really come for you if they see you ain't working on really all the things, your darkness, are not understanding it, working to understand it, working to see what it is. The spirits that's in Hollywood that's running around will come to exploit those demons. And some of them will even kill you. Speaking of that, let's see. And they're showing him on the thing with Diddy too. Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's see. So Chris Brown will be having his documentary coming as soon as they think. Let's look at this other. Okay, speaking of that, let's talk about Diddy. They're saying it's about, they said it's an attorney representing one of the involved parties claiming Diddy's freak-out tapes are being sold in Hollywood featuring a more famous celebrity than Diddy. Now, this is from On Site, and it's via News Nation. So let's listen to what they're saying.
In the sale of one of the Diddy tapes. So, which I declined that because...
Say that again. Back up. You're saying that there's tapes and they're being shopped?
Yes, there have been people already shopping.
We've heard about the tapes, but yes. The shopping.
Yes, there already have been tapes leaking around Hollywood, being shopped around to individuals in Hollywood. But one particular person contacted me to shop a particular video they were in possession of and to contact the person who was in the video to see if they were interested in purchasing the video before it became a public knowledge.
I've heard this before, so like a catch and kill.
Catch and kill, correct.
Wow, can you, and I guess you can't reveal the person who is on
no,
the
I
tape.
Can't explain who the person was, but Mr.
High profile?
Holmes, Mr. Holmes was in the tape, and this other person is, I would venture to say, more high profile than Mr. Holmes.
Really? Really? And you've seen it?
I've seen stills of the video.
Okay.
You can verify that it exists, that it's real, that the other person in the video is very visible. It's no question if it's that person in the video. And I can tell the video is pornographic in nature.
Oh, my. All right. So we know that
it's very few people that's more high profile than Diddy. I mean, who are we talking about? You know, that story just came out that she was the person they went to go get that cheese cake for. I'm not saying it's Beyonce, but I'm just thinking of who's more high profile. Jennifer Lopez. Oh, but she would be more high profile than Diddy. I wouldn't consider her more high profile. Maybe on the same level. That's probably Jennifer Lopez, I wonder. I wonder if it's Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer. Now, y'all do know the story this week came out that, remember when they went to go get that cheesecake Diddy had them go get that cheesecake? Well, the dude said it was really for Beyonce because she was upstairs in the studio the whole time with them. They marched the juniors to get that cheesecake for her, allegedly. Because they said when they got back, Diddy told them to take it up to her. He didn't want it, okay? So, interesting, okay? Very interesting. A lot of tangled webs out here in Hollywood, okay? A legend. But speaking of the freakouts and stuff like that, see what happens? See what's going on when you don't deal with self and you start using, like, Diddy? Diddy, and I personally think these are a lot of just, you can't arrest people for sex parties, but I think that Diddy's drug use, alleged drug use, and other issues is the thing that brought him here, and not dealing with whatever trauma that he was going through in life, and not being able to face whatever trauma, even in his sexuality. But you got, let me tell you something, you got to be able to deal with them demons at some point with someone or somebody, because if not, that stuff in that place, in that particular space, in show business and stuff, them things, them, the vultures and the demons will come to eat you alive, okay, if you don't work on self. That's my opinion. Self is the greatest investment that you can do, is to work on self. Even when I work in my success, I struggle sometimes with my weight, and I'm constantly trying to work on what is the thing that I see in me that causes me to deal with things a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So I think you have to be able to, it's just a part of building character. Okay, so I hope I make sense with that, right? But yeah, so Diddy out here got other people in videotapes. And I hear it's more people, more celebrities, because what I hear, and Tasha K even had somebody on she was talking to who was selling some wine about. He used to work at Diddy parties, and he said all of them were consensual. All the people he seen, it was consensual, including Cassie's ass. Okay. Allegedly, I told y'all about Cassie. I know what it was. Okay, so this person, you know, he was doing all this stuff, but he wasn't dealing with the darkness in him. Okay, doesn't mean you can't have fun. You can't have sexual exploration and sexual love and stuff. But when it goes to a dark place, you start doing drugs and you start doing things to numb yourself, to not feel and not to. I had to tell one of my relatives, I was arguing with one of my relatives who liked to pop prescription pills and all this stuff, and she wanted to zone out and all this stuff. I said, hey, I will, listen here, you think I don't want to take pills and pop them? You think I don't want to feel, you think I don't want to feel shit either? But I'm realistic. I got to feel. You ain't supposed to not be able to feel. But life is about feeling. Now, you could take something to cope with that shit, but you ain't supposed to wipe out your feelings. You're supposed to be able to emotionally deal, not pop pills to run away from shit, drink shit, snort shit to run away from your fucking feelings. Now, I know every now and then you can have a drink to deal with something or something like that, but a lot of these motherfuckers is drinking because you want to avoid dealing with your shit. But your shit gonna be there when you sober up. Your shit gonna be there when the drugs wear off. Your shit is with you as quiet as it's kept when you getting high. Because after a while, that shit ain't working no more. You mean, I've seen drug addicts running around, and they be, after first they happy, but then after a while, they just a walking zombie, and you got a whole nother fucking set of problems. There's a little problems you was dealing with. You didn't use one problem and create a bigger ass problem. You may have had a problem with your childhood trauma and something like that that happened to you when you was a kid. You was dealing with something really horrible or bad, but you add drugs in the mix, you got a whole nother fucking big monster other than childhood trauma. And it ain't there to help you. It's just going to expand that shit and make it worse. And make you crazier till you possibly kill yourself. So you gotta really, people, you have to really deal with the ugliness. It ain't easy. But you gotta do it. Okay. Let's see if there's another story I have for y'all today. Okay, Jaguar Wright was performing for Sheen. That's something that she performed for. Or whatever, a magazine or something. She looked really good, sounded really good. She did her version of Before I Let Go for Frankie Beverly and stuff like that. I love when I see Jag singing and doing, you know, not into the wild stuff, but I like when I see her doing her talent. It reminds me of the greatness of her. So, yeah, it's good to see her doing that, okay?
When I was talking with my little cap,
that's my Tasha K. Okay, Naomi Campbell this week, child. They talking about Naomi Campbell. They coming after all y'all crew, okay? They saying Naomi Campbell responds to being banned as trustee for a fashion charity. I'm very concerned at every penny I've raised for the cause has gone to charity. Okay, so let's listen to Naomi talk about the situation.
Put the control in the hands of an evil lawyer. And so we are investigating to find out what and how. As I, everything I do and every penny I ever raise goes towards charity. I just found out today about the findings, and I'm extremely concerned. And we are investigating on our side, as I was not in control of my charity. I put the control in the hands of a legal lawyer. And so we are investigating to find out what and how, as I, everything I do.
Naomi, I don't know. Girl, you don't got to take that money from that charity. You Gemini, I'm up over these streets. Listen, here, I don't know, Naomi. Okay, they ain't playing. The people fired her, I guess, off her own charity because they said she was spending money. Now, I don't know. Naomi Campbell is a figure in Hollywood that is going to be very interesting. I think there's so much allure behind Naomi Campbell. And what does she actually represent? I've heard all kinds of things. I've heard all kinds of things. My favorite is the one where the guy... Where she, I'm not going to see, I'm not going to tell the blind item on here. Well, I'm going to tell the blind item, but I'm not going to tell who it was. Okay, this is from Sedan, Crazy Days and Nights blind item, not my blind item. But apparently, allegedly, this was on Crazy Days and Nights a number of years ago. Apparently, this singer, right, took Naomi Campbell out. When this singer tried to go home, like I said, he was trying to hook up. They said allegedly, Naomi Campbell was like, bitch, that'll be $300,000 for the month, $50,000 for the weekend, $75,000 for a week. Did the singer do? Politely dropped Naomi Campbell back at home. He's like, motherfucker, I can get it for free. Maybe Naomi Campbell say, bitch, I'm about my coins up in these motherfucking streets, okay? Allegedly, you got to pay for it. That's why I said Naomi should have been talking to Aki or whatever her name is. Russell Carter. But she's out here trying to sling coochie cat. Because I, allegedly, these rumors are being... That Naomi know how to get the coin, okay? That's what y'all say about Naomi Campbell in these streets, okay? I can't imagine her robbing her charity because y'all say she know how to rob these men. Naomi said, oh, it's so fine. If you want some of this, honey, it's going to cost you. I love you, a Gemini girl. They be crazy as fuck. One of my best girlfriends is Gemini. I got several that's Gemini, okay? But this mofo, who we was doing, I told you she's nerd by day, but I'm gonna be doing all kind of scandalous shit on the weekend, okay? Scandalous as fuck. She was so scandalous. Like, I remember one time I was like, we was going somewhere. She said, hold on. So, I was supposed to be coming over to her house. And she said, hold up, Keith. I don't want you to come over. I said, why? She said, because I know what type of person you are. She said, I'm going to be drinking and I'm doing some stuff, you know, some shit. And I know, you know, I don't want you to get caught up over in this area. So if you can come, you know, I love you to hang out, but, you know, I'm on my shit. I was like, let me stay my ass home, okay? This is why I like you to get you in some shit. I mean, you oh, these Gemini girls, the Gemini girls. Now, Gemini girls are different from the guys, okay? The guys are really just a trip, okay? That's why, I don't know, that's why I hear on the streets about y'all. That's what y'all say, okay? You know, my astrologer told me I like Gemini, okay? He said, I don't really see y'all clearly. Not the women, the men. I see they funny to me. Gemini's are funny to Scorpios. Y'all funny to us. Y'all hilarious. You're like, how the fuck does somebody live like this? How the fuck do they do what they do? We want to know how the fuck you charge for cookie cake. I got to be $300,000 for the weekend. Oh, I love Gemini. Y'all some wild ones. Pisces is next. Pisces females is wild too, okay? Now, Pisces females might get try to say, that'll be $300,000 for the week. Even if Naomi Campbell's chart, what else is in that chart? He didn't see your name. Because Naomi, man, she controversial. And by the way, that is one of the only blind items that Sedan has ever had about this singer. let's see. What is she? Her astrology chart. Let's look her up real quick. I be talking shit on here, okay? Let's see. Woohoo! Oh yeah! Oh shit! Sun in Gemini, Moon in Sagittarius. He crazy as fuck. Venus in Gemini, Mars in Gemini. Wow! God, Lord, Jupiter, jeez. Neptune in Scorpio. Oh Lord! North Node in Pisces. Shit. Okay, I'm good. I'm just ascending in Capricorn. Listen, she crazy and methodical about crazy. Yes, bitch. I believe you. You charge. That's what they say. I didn't say it. That was some damn. I can believe that shit though. With that Moon in Sagittarius, that Sun in Gemini, that Mercury in Taurus, that Venus in Gemini, that Mars in Gemini. If the chart is right, child, I believe that shit. Okay, I believe they at least like. You got to come with the dollars to play in this Kit Kat. Girl, you might have been. I hope you weren't taken from that charity. Because, you know, the older you get, you know what I'm saying, as a model and stuff, can you still sell Kitty Cat? You know, can you get the, what I mean by sell Kitty Cat, I'm not talking about prostitute, but kind of like a high class, like as a model, you can do a lot of shit out there. You know what I'm saying? That's what they be saying about y'all. I ain't saying about it, y'all. Yeah. People be saying these trips to Dubai. I've heard all kind of shit. Okay. I don't know if the story is true that Naomi Campbell was trying to charge somebody some money, but if she did, she did this shit with this charity. But she probably didn't know she was doing it. Listen, she's probably the type of chick that's like, this is my feed. This is me from working charity. I'm raising, like, I heard Tasha K say today when she was talking about it, she said she probably figured this is the money I get from raising, from working on the charity. It's my me raising the damn money. I can spend it. And that might be her Jamidian head doing that. But man, you have heard these stories. I've heard notorious stories about Naomi Campbell. Now, I don't know if they're true, And I told the one blind item on here that Sedan had. Y'all going to be asking, who is the singer? I don't know. But what I will say, Sedan did solve this particular blind item. I'm not going to tell y'all who it was, but y'all go over there on Crazy Days of Night and you look up Naomi Campbell. I'm sure you'll see the blind item. And y'all see it's solved. And y'all see she's trying to charge all that money for it. They said, fuck that, okay? They probably got up to $100,000 to give you for a weekend. Now they ain't saying that. That's me saying that. Woohoo! Okay, so Naomi Campbell, they saying she out in these streets taking money from her charity. Shit, I don't know. I can't throw no fashion, Naomi. But, you know, she be like, listen, Naomi, she got to know where a lot of the bodies are buried. Not, because they only be around the mall. So she used to hang with all the rappers, Jay-Z, Puffy. I mean, she's been in the crew. Are they coming after all of y'all? The whole crew? They give y'all one flight. Y'all funny up in Hollywood, okay? They funny. Damn, what in the world? I done seen it too much. I done seen the side that told y'all about the Sedan story. Y'all going to be going over there. I'm like, oh, I know who it is. I've been here through a hold up. I didn't solve it. Crazy Days and Nights of it. And it's amazing to me how they found out the story, because I'm always like, who was in the car with them, or who was around them, or who did they tell about that scenario? Who did she tell? Like, I told this motherfucker it's going to be $50,000 to do this, and $75,000 to do this, and $100,000 to do this. And if I tell you the way that Sedan said the blind item, you know who the fuck it was. So I'm not going to say you got to say the thing said. I'm just going to let y'all go over there and read the child thing and see if y'all can find it. It's deep into the archives probably now. That's a blind item, y'all, old school blind item y'all get from me this week, okay? But it looks like they coming after all y'all, okay? Including New York City Mayor Eric Adams, okay? They about to put his ass in jail, okay? This man... They said he had indicted. It's been rumors that he was getting ready to get indicted before he was even mayor. Why y'all even let the man become mayor? Now, I feel, my personal opinion is the Democrats is trying to throw him under the bus. That's just my opinion, okay? Because the Democrats, you know, they had to get Andrew Cuomo. They threw his ass under the bus, okay? Eric Adams was getting mad about all the illegal immigrants up in New York he was having to take care of, and he started talking shit, and I don't think they like that. So this is where we got time. This is the last story. Let me put it. It says New York City Eric Adams charged with taking bribes and illegal campaign funds from foreign sources. This is from Hollywood Reporter. The mayor noted he did not plan to resign despite the corruption case against him. Mayor Eric Adams was indicted Thursday on federal charges alleging that he took illegal campaign contributions and bribed some foreign nationals in exchange for favors that included helping Turkish officials get fire safety approvals for a new diplomatic building in the city. Adams, a former captain in the New York City Police Department, faces conspiracy, wire fraud, bribery charges in a 5-count indictment that describes as a decade-long trail of crimes, okay? He says, let this motherfucker become mayor. And then go come after them. And I don't trust y'all feds. I feel like y'all be building cases. Some of these cases, y'all cases be bullshit. I feel like that Diddy case is bullshit, too. I do. I really do. But Diddy, I don't know if this is a lawyer. I think you need to have a dream team, Diddy, like OJ did. You need to create a dream team for your fed case, because this one lawyer by himself, I don't know if I'm trusting it, okay? But it says, despite the corruption case, Adams said he does not plan to resign from job running the country's largest city, telling reporters he hopes New Yorkers will wait to hear his legal team's defense before making any judgment. Now, what I would say about Mayor Adams is this, okay, they said they've been listening for this for a decade. Well, why y'all even let this man get in the office, okay, so y'all can have some, I don't understand if y'all had all this stuff, okay? It is very interesting, okay? And, you know, let me just say this to black people. You know, if you're going to be anything first black American be on a big stage, you're going to be the first. You know you're going to have to come correct. You know you got to be damn near a saint, okay? You have to be Mother Teresa, okay? You can't be doing what the white politicians is doing. So you can't have no corruption. They won't allow it. They ain't going to allow you to have corruption, okay? And especially if you're the first or something, okay? Y'all better get it straight. They got to realize. What was the joke Chris Rock said? Well, Chris Rock said the Kennedys, when he talked about the Kennedys used to bootleg, made their fortune off of bootlegging. He was like, that's okay. He said, but if you black in America and you try to make your money off of, you know, drugs and stuff like that, hell, you cannot do it. They're going to arrest you. They're going to have you under the bus. You cannot. You can't. You got to be an angel. Or else they're going to get you. That's real sister. Bad boy. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? They're going to come for you. It's just facts. They're going to come for y'all. You cannot play with these people. Okay? It is what it is. I know y'all hate to hear that because some of y'all like to, y'all want to be up in, you know, y'all want to be in that thing, but you can't do that. Like y'all can't, like I said to these celebrities out here, you cannot be messing with these chicks. Like these white boys in the 80s was doing these white rock and rollers and stuff like that. It was a different time. Y'all can't be Hugh Hefner in it. At the Grotto. That was a different time. You can't be at Studio 54 up in the balcony no more like y'all used to. This baby's son, okay? They taping y'all and everything. Shit, it's hard out in these streets. So Beyonce selling Sir Davis. If you do a commercial for Sir Davis this week, Beyonce, you are hilarious. Beyonce, the little product placement person that could. She's like the little little train that could with her coming with her product. Her loads of products. Her little product places. Here's my Sir Davis. That's going to be good because it's with Boaz and Hennessy. I just read about that. Okay. I got some Levi's to show you. Right? Don't forget the hair. she's running around with her little blonde wig on. I see you, boo. I love you, y'all. Y'all say it's hilarious. I love to talk about her. She's funny. The little product placement person that could. The little product placement train that could. That's what I'm going to call her. The little product placement train that could. I'm going to keep trying to fail. I'm going to keep trying. Something will hit eventually. How could you do it? I think it's going to actually be the whiskey. Yeah, I say this whole thing with Levi's. How much is this jeans? She's about to sell me for $300. They showed a commercial with her taking her pants off and putting them in the washing machine. I was like, that don't make me want to buy no Levi's, Beyonce. What is the world coming to? We live in the Twilight Zone, okay? Definitely, all right? Oh, my goodness. We have come to the end of this show. So some of you are like, damn, I'm glad, Carlotta, I'm half asleep, okay? You guys, remember you can hit me up on the, oh, no, I'll tell y'all that when I get on the archive part, okay? But you guys, thank you for hanging out with me tonight like you do while I'm recording the show, listening for some of you who are hanging on the line, listening. I appreciate y'all so, so much. I can't wait to tell y'all about the Serenade Tour and my experience at the Serenade Tour. Which is, it won't be until next Sunday, but I'll probably try to do one more show or a couple of shows before then. I will try my best, you know. Can't promise y'all, but we'll try, okay? And that's it, okay? So y'all have a good rest of y'all week. Let's leave out with one of, you know, my favorite song. I love this song, Don't Say This Too. It's the CC Show. I'm Carlotta. Y'all have a good one. Okay, that song will never not be a jam, okay? That is my shit. You guys, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are listening to the Archive Show. Remember, you can hit me up on the Carlotta Catwood Facebook page. You can hit me up on the Carlotta Facebook page. You can hit me up on Instagram at Carly_Galaxy, Twitter, The Catwood Show, and Carlotta72 are both my Twitter handles. You can also hit me up on Threads, and that's, you know, you can connect to that from Instagram. And you can hit me up on, TikTok, Keisha Carlotta, okay? Thank y'all for hanging out with me like you do every week. I appreciate y'all so much, man. Listen, I'm going to try to have a part two or a fun show this week, another show. I will let you guys know when the theater shows start if you're interested in listening in on some of the theater interviews and stuff like that. I'll be doing talking to people in the theater, okay? You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Let's leave out again with Beyonce Cup It. I'll see y'all. Bye. I feel like falling in love.